Well, howdy, y'all. It's Fat Jimbo. I'm coming to y'all from the Expedition Sasquatch World Headquarters, what shares its home with the LJ Makerspace. And I'm going to be honest, I don't have much time to do an episode of Expedition Sasquatch right now because Jack's still on the run from the FBI, allegedly, after blowing up the Supreme Court, allegedly. And y'all, we're out of money. I'm out of time. We got this guy that's been working with us. He's a real weirdo. Goes by the name of Harky. What kind of name's Harky? But he said he was going to be a representative of the Expedition Sasquatch counterinsurgency against the Bigfoot out in Scotland for some reason. I don't really understand it. So, y'all, just, I apologize. This episode is not up to our normal standards, and I want to issue a special apology for anybody who might be European and listening to this, because I done heard it, and, well, I'm sorry, folks.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Conrad Harky, and I have been a intern at Expedition Sasquatch for several months, and in the absence of Jack, who is currently on the lam, I have been tasked with following up on some leads and doing some counterinsurgency against them goddamn squatches. So I got a frantic call from a friend of mine. We served together in the French Foreign Legion back in the earlier, darker times of my life. So my friend Mr. Jean-Claude Fongible has himself an informant at a safe house near Inverness, Scotland, and he has sent me an encrypted address to this safe house. So I'm going to go on out there, and I'm going to see what old Jean-Claude's found. Maybe we'll catch up and have us some good old-fashioned adventures and maybe kill us some squatches. Bonsoir, Squatchers. It is I, Jean-Claude Fongible, bringing you the latest episode of Expedition Grand Pierre, the world's premier podcast for finding Bigfoot and sticking his big, nasty head in a guillotine. Now, Squatchers, I'm sure you've already heard the tragic news of the death that has rocked the world in the past 48 hours. I speak, of course, of the Hamburglar. He was a close personal friend of mine. He had a generous and nurturing spirit, and he would be missed greatly. Our thoughts and prayers go at this time to Ronald McDonald and Grimace, and the other members of the McDonald's royal family as they grapple with the severity of the succession crisis. Let's hope this McDonald's civil war does not last nearly as long as the last one. Now, Squatchers, also in the past 48 hours, there's been a much less tragic, but much more suspicious death. I speak, of course, of the death of Queen Elizabeth II of England. Now, Squatchers, as you know, I am French, and we do not like the English, let's say, putting it mildly. The English monarchy is not suited to change the water in the average Frenchman's bidet. So I am not at all saddened by her passing at the ripe young age of 96. But I do find it suspicious, Squatchers. So suspicious that I have left my home in Paris and taken the train through the channel first through London, and then I caught a connecting train to Glasgow, Scotland, where I took a slightly smaller and slower train to Inverness, Scotland, where there is no transportation to speak of. I set off from here on foot in search of Grand Pierre, and I shall find him. Now, why have I come here, Squatchers? Well, let's just say I have some suspicions about the death of the Queen. It was so sudden. It's very suspicious. I do not like it. And I think I know who killed her. It was Grandpierre. His treachery knows no bounds. Think about it, Squatchers. She comes out here to the remote highlands of Scotland. One of the largest breeding zones of Squatchers in the whole world. This is no coincidence, Squatchers. And I have an anonymous source willing to go on the record to tell me everything he knows. Squatchers, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Liam McGregor. That's not his name. We don't know his name. He says he's here to tell me what he saw regarding the incidents at the Balmoral Castle.
Aye, that's right, Jean-Claude. I saw it with my own eyes. He climbed over the walls. He smashed the guards' heads in together. He's big and hairy as you like. About 10 or 12 feet, muscular. He could rip a man in half with his bare paws. He's dangerous. He climbed up to the high window where the Queen was having her morning tea in her knickers. And he picked her up, and he threw her down. And she fell right on her head, smashed it into a million little pieces.
And how is it you came to have such an advantageous view of these absolutely sinister and harrowing events?
Well, Jean-Claude, I work for a clandestine organization of Scotsmen trying to keep our oldest and most savage enemy at bay. Nessie.
Are you telling me you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
I'm telling you the Loch Ness Monster is real, and she's been in cahoots with your Bigfoot. They're trying to kill off all the monarchs of the world. They started with the English, but they won't stop there. Now that they've got Lizzie out of the picture, they'll go after Charles and all of his progeny. They'll leave nothing left. They can't rest until all the monarchs of the world are disposed of.
What you have just told me has shaken me to my core. I do not know what to do with this. The plot you speak of is more sinister than anything I could have imagined. Not the getting rid of the monarchs, that part sounds pretty cool actually, but the teaming up of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. Once they have a taste for blood, they will not stop. They will kill off all of humanity.
Aye, it could be worse than that. Once they get all the monarchs out of their way, I think they might try to start a dynasty of their own.
Are you suggesting a marriage of Grandpierre and the Loch Ness Monster?
Suggesting? I officiated their wedding. I'm trying to bring them down, to atone for my mistakes. We've got to stop them before they take over the world.
Squatchers, it was at these times that I became very suspicious of my Scottish informant. What could have possibly possessed him to officiate a wedding between Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster? He must surely have known the powers the two of them combined could have. I had to know more, so I took him back to my bed and breakfast here in the Highlands, and well, let's just say I have ways of making him talk.
You will tell me everything you know. Tell me who was the caterer. Who was the best man. Who caught the bouquet.
Please, I told you everything I know. I told you everything. Please, no.
You are holding back from me. Where was the venue? How much did it cost? What kind of tunes did the DJ play?
Whoa. What in the fuck's going on in here? Mr. Hockey, you've arrived sooner than I expected. Yes, I was just performing routine questioning on this suspect. I mean, informant.
He's just pouring water down my throat.
Jean-Claude, kind of looks like he was waterboarding him. I don't think that's legal. I think it's kind of like a torture, a little bit of a war crime there. Monsieur Hockey, you do not understand. This man has married Grandpierre to the Loch Ness Monster. He married who to the what?
Grandpierre, Bigfoot, the Sasquatch you hunt after. He has been married to the Loch Ness Monster by this man. They will form an unholy union that will take down the entire world and enslave humanity.
So you're telling me Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster have been joined in holy matrimony? We? No, we have not been joined in holy matrimony. I don't do that, sir. You're saying Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster are married? We? That's what I say? And they gonna take over the world together? We? And they will pass the dynasty down to their children? Now you gonna tell me everything you know right goddamn now? I swear to God I'm not fucking with you. I'll drown you right here, you some bitch. Tell me everything you know.
They didn't tell me anything else, I swear on my life.
Jean-Claude, hit him with some water one more time.
No, please. Okay, I'll tell you. They're gonna go after Charles next. They're gonna get him at his coronation. And also they...
Well, spit it out, what?
They killed the Hamburglar.
My God. They killed my friend, the Hamburglar. Mr. Hockey, we shall avenge him. You're goddamn right we will.
Squatchers, we have gotten ourselves into a bit of a delicate situation here. Myself and Jean-Claude Pongible have snuck into the state funeral of the Hamburglar, and it's been a very somber occasion. We just got done hearing from the little chicken nugget man about his relationship with the Hamburglar, and it's a harrowing. They were good friends. He was taken too soon. Rest in peace, Mr. Hamburglar. Your Royal Highness, or whatever they call you. Like, I don't recall. Now it's time for the real business, because we've heard tell that Bigfoot has popped his ugly head up here at Westminster Abbey, and we gonna find him. He's here amongst the crowd somewhere, and when we see him, it's gonna be on. So Y'all just keep your ears peeled.
Squatchers, the funeral for the Hamburglar has passed over without incident. I think we must have gotten a bad tip from our tortured Scotsman. He just wouldn't have told us anything to get out. But we are going to wait around. The funeral for Queen Elizabeth is in just a few moments. They are changing over all of the McDonald's logos to Windsor House ones now. And the funeral for Elizabeth shall begin in just a few moments. We will wait and see. Maybe Bigfoot will be here. Again, our tortured Scotsman told us that it would be Charles's coronation where he was struck again. But we are going to wait it out just to see.
Watchers, all pandemonium has broken loose here at the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The corpse reanimated and turned into a zombie, and is now just in the process of devouring the whole rest of the royal family. Charles is missing a foot. Camilla's face has been bitten clean off.
It's a real bloodbath in here at Westminster Abbey. I think I gotta get out of here before I get hit myself.
We're by now, Squatchers. I'm sure you must have heard the news about what happened at the funeral of Queen Liz. Yes, her entire family was eaten by her and or turned into zombies, and then they multiplied and proceeded to devour most of the crowd at Westminster Abbey. I was able to extricate myself from the situation with the help of my co-worker, Mr. Conrad Harkey, who had managed to smuggle a flamethrower into the funeral. That came in quite a bit of handy. We set ablaze too many zombies, and also probably just a few lords and members of parliament. I'm not worried about it. They got burned, so pretty bad. I think more people might have been burned and turned into zombies. And also Westminster Abbey is like half gone now. So, you know, Squatchers, I think I learned something today. And that is that Grandpierre has the power to turn people into zombies. Or possibly to remotely reanimate their corpses and make them hunger for the flesh of their own family. Also, fuck the monarchy.
Expedition Sasquatch was recorded in front of a dead studio audience. The voice of Liam McGregor was Connor Buchanan. The voice of Conrad Harkey was Connor Buchanan. The voice of Jean-Claude Fongible was Conan Banana. Fat Jimbo was, as always, Andrew Roach. This episode was written by Cooper Banuna, produced by Connor Banankinen, and scored by Arbin, with additional music contributed by the Clan Stewart Pipe Band. Expedition Sasquatch is available to you on a Creative Commons CC BY SA 4.0 license. Fight the power and watch for our television show coming soon from New LJ TV.
Scots wha hae wi' Wallace bled, Scots wha Bruce has often led, welcome to your gory bed or to victory. Now's the day and now's the hour, see the front of battle lour, see approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. What will be a traitor knave? What can fill a coward's grave? What say base as be a slave? Let him turn and flee. What for Scotland's king and law? Freedom's sword will strongly draw. Freeman stand or freeman fall? Let him on with me. Woes and pains, by your sons in several chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. Lay the proud usurpers low, tyrants fall in every foe, liberties in every blow, let us go or die.